Hello everybody, and this is Scorpio Queen with Chit Chat with Scorpio. So this is my actual first podcast of the year of 2024. I know it's taking me so long, but anyway, here we go. So my first story is going to be about Bishop Lamar Whitehead. So everybody knows that he's been going back and forth to court with the federal government, right? And so just recently, he has been found guilty of all 5 charges. Every single one of those charges, he's been found guilty. Now, I don't know what type of lawyer he has, but Brian Ponder did not do a good job in representing him. I don't even think that Brian Ponder thought that he was innocent to begin with. Having Lamar on the stand made it even worse because he just looked crazy, okay? All of the paperwork that was found by the police or by the defense, he all denied it, that he didn't create it, but they actually saw that he actually did create all of those fraudulent paperwork that he had in his house. And that's where he messed up at. And that's why he was found guilty of all these 5 charges. What are these charges? So basically, he lied to the feds about having a second phone. He defrauded Brandon Belmonte, which he also testified in. He's also being found guilty for falsifying documents concerning the property, the project property that he has. It's a whole lot, but he definitely been found guilty. He may be spending, he's looking at 45 years maybe in federal prison. And then on top of that, he's yet to still have more cases that he needs to actually go through. He's got a case with the church Glory of God Ministries, the church that he stole from. He also got a case against Maximo, which has to do with the property that he purchased. He also has a case with Brandon Belmonte. He filed a case against him. He also got a case against Peter Manuel Rivera that also has to do with the church, I believe. He also has a case against the BMW Financial Services, LLC. The list goes on and on and on. He just filed cases against everybody. Now, some of the cases were actually denied or he lost, like Tasha Nicole Jones, the radio broadcaster in New York. He lost that case. He also lost the case, I believe, with Larry Reed Live as well. So, but yet he still has other cases that he has to go through, even though he is about to be going to jail. Now, the crazy part about it is that he's been going live. He went live after being in court, and you know, the weird thing is that he thinks this is just a season that he's going through, that God will still get the glory out of this. Does he not realize that God is allowing all of this to happen to him? God has never been in anything that he has ever done, and the fact that he would bring God into it is crazy to me. God was not in anything that he was doing at all. He's not a real bishop. Well, actually, he is a bishop because he was ordained by a Bishop Caldwell. But Bishop Caldwell has cut all ties with him. Also, the crazy part is that he keeps involving Eric Adams, Mayor Eric Adams. And Mayor Eric Adams is doing nothing but ignoring him because he doesn't want anything to do with anything that Lamar got going on, especially with all of these cases, right? though he done lost Eric Adams as a friend as well. He's basically by himself. It's just no longer with him. It's not even proven if they were actually married or not, but Asia is no longer with him. She been moved out of that house a long time, about a couple of months ago. She's moved on with her life. My problem is, she calls herself a bishop, calls herself a prophet, but she did not see that Lamar Whitehead was not the man for her, was not her husband. That God did not say that that was her husband. I don't understand that. I got questions about her relationship with God. God didn't tell you that that was her husband, because there's no way in the world that God will bless you with a man that's a con artist. He wouldn't. That's not how God operates. So how did she not see that Lamar Whitehead was not her husband? Anybody could have seen that. Yeah, that's why it's so important for people to have discernment, because then you wouldn't be falling for any of these crazy shenanigans that these men are doing, right? So anyway, again, Lamar Whitehead has been found guilty of all 5 charges. So the next step will be his sentencing. Everybody's saying he might be facing about 45 years in federal prison. We don't know, it could be more than that, but we're going to see when that day comes. Because I'm pretty sure there is a YouTube content creator by the name of Pam Esquire. And I want to thank her, because she's been on his behind the whole entire time from beginning to the end. And I thank her. She's even sat in the courthouse and she's reported on it every single time. So I want to thank her for all that she's done. But yeah, we're going to see how much time he's going to get in jail. But like I said, while he's in jail, he's still got other court cases that he's going to have to go through. He'll just be in an orange suit with handcuffs on, I guess. But yeah, I'm glad that Glory of God can finally get closure. And that's another thing. Glory of God was also suing him for $5,000 for putting them through what they went through with him, pretending that their church belonged to him when he never had his own place. He was renting an event, I believe it was an event hall or something like that. Lost the lease to that after the situation where Tasha Golden happened. He lost that place. So, and I don't know how they're going to get that money when he's locked up in jail. And he don't really have no money in his bank, apparently. He only had, $10 in it? Or even less than that. So I don't know how they're going to get that money. But we all know that's a really complicated situation right there. But anyway, I'm just glad that he is getting what he deserves. I do hope that Miss Anderson, Pauline Anderson, can get her money back some kind of way from him or something. Or maybe somebody can start a GoFundMe account for her or something to try and get some money back to her. Because that was her life savings, $90,000. And he knew he was doing wrong and yet still wanted to lie about it. So he going to owe that money. I don't even think she would have to go to court anymore after listening to him on the stand when they brought it up. They had the text messages that he had conversations with her son. Text messages of conversations that he had with her. And I believe that he used that money to pay for whatever he needed for his campaign at the time when he was running for Brooklyn Borough President. I believe that's what he did. And I believe that that's how he got that house that he got, even though it's in foreclosure now. But he just did not do the right thing by her. And he needs to pay her back. So I really hope that she can get all the money that she lost because of him. I really do. Because it's messed up that he would take advantage of an elderly woman the way he did. And I also hope that whatever landlord, because he wasn't landlord of a project in Connecticut, I hope that whoever they find to be the new landlord, that they treat those residents right, because he didn't. And hopefully they'll fix up those apartments. Because those apartments are looking run down due to the fact that Whitehead didn't do anything to repair whatever was broken in these apartments. And it has been shown online by some of these residents. Some of them were going with having leaks in their apartments. Some of them couldn't cook. It was a lot. So I do hope that whoever becomes their landlord now, they don't overcharge them and they get to stay where they're at. And also that everything that needs to be fixed in that place be fixed so they can live comfortably. But again, Bishop Lamar Whitehead has been found guilty of all charges. Stay tuned to find out what his sentencing is. Thank you guys for listening, and talk to you soon. Bye-bye for now.